It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk to the author of the book Motor Girls about women drivers in the early days of the automobile. First, Governor Walker is one of several Republicans in some Midwestern states who are taking issue with part of President Donald Trump's budget, specifically the provision that would cut funding to the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Under that initiative, the federal government has given billions of dollars to protect one of the world's largest freshwater systems. Many Republicans have supported the budget for its increase in defense funding, but it has gotten opposition from Democrats and Republicans for cutting funding to other programs to make room for more spending on military. Christine Thomas joins us now. She's the dean of the College of Natural Resources at UW-Stevens Point. Christine, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon.
Well, tell us about the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. What does it do?
Well, it partners with local communities, states, conservation groups, universities, and just regular citizens to combat aquatic invasives, clean up contaminated sediments, control pollution and runoff, restore wetlands, and conserve fish and wildlife resources.
Can you point toward one or two success stories that supporters of the initiative and its funding might point to?
Well, just as an example, the Brookings Institute did a study of the Great Lakes restoration strategy, and if fully implemented, it would generate $80 to $100 billion of benefits. And so one example of that would be improving shorelines in the greater Milwaukee metropolitan area, so cleaning up shorelines, making those areas more attractive and more livable. And that one aspect of this plan would increase property values in the greater Milwaukee area by $2.3 billion.
Can you talk about the Great Lakes before efforts to clean them up? What was the low point?
Well, I'm not sure. I think probably maybe the low point was back in the prior to the Clean Water Act, when, you know, the Ohio River was on fire and Lake Erie was basically dead. Lake Michigan has surely had its challenges up and down. And once we started cleaning up the water, we had a thriving sport fishery returned to Lake Erie, a thriving sport fishery in Lake Michigan. These are very important to the economy of all the eight states that are around the lakes.
Annual funding has varied some, but roughly $300 million a year, as I understand it, spent on the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Is there a case to be made that, hey, we've been doing this for a while, we've done what we need to do, we can dial it back now?
Well, I think there's a lot more work that needs to be done. There's a long history of partnership with the federal government and the states that surround the Great Lakes, and one of those goes back to 1874 when fish commissions were started. And the job of fish commissions was to receive funding from the federal government to build fish hatcheries and to stock fish. So there is an example that's almost 150 years old of the federal government and state governments partnering to make things better. And I think the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, I believe, only started in 2010. So we've only been at this 7 years, and I think it's done great things, but I'm not sure that in 7 years we've been able to do all that could be done to restore the Great Lakes to the times before 1874, as an example.
Talking to Christine Thomas, Dean of the College of Natural Resources at UW-Stevens Point, looking at the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, cut not quite completely, but very nearly cut completely in the president's skinny budget, as it's been called, the preliminary budget proposal on discretionary spending. Christine, can you lay out some of the big issues that you think might not happen if this funding is cut to this extent?
Well, I think a lot might not happen because this money, again, is spread over the United States, shoreline on the Great Lakes from eight states. and it levers a lot of local money, conservation groups like Ducks Unlimited, money from them, money from our Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, local cities, even individuals participate in this. And sometimes you need sort of a coalescing force to get everyone rallied around. And I think that that's probably the real strength of the GLRI, is that everyone likes it. It's bipartisan. And there aren't many things like that today. You know, everyone agrees that this is getting people mobilized, getting communities mobilized to improve their water quality, to improve their water conservation, to control invasives, and to just generally make the Great Lakes a better aesthetic, environmental, and economic resource as a result of these efforts.
The Great Lakes Initiative isn't the only one facing cuts. Chesapeake Bay watershed area, others around the country. And the argument from the Trump administration in part has been these might be fine programs. We want to focus on issues of nationwide interest. And if states in these areas want to deal with them, then they should be the ones to take the initiative and to provide the funding. Is this something that the states in the Great Lakes region could step up and meet this gap?
Well, I would say this, that historically, these waters, Chesapeake Bay, the Great Lakes, have been considered to be waters of the United States. And, there are all the public trust doctrine, which is in the Northwest Ordinance and adopted in the Constitution of many states, makes these public waters. So these aren't just state issues. The Great Lakes have an international component to them, and it takes the federal government to interact with the governments of other countries to make things go. So the idea that these are local waters in somebody's backyard within a state is not accurate. These are waters of the United States. Interstate commerce happens over them. Billions of dollars, $7 billion in cargo, goes through Wisconsin ports. Those are national and international issues. And some of that has contributed to some of the issues that we're having. So I think just writing this off as not in my backyard is not an accurate portrayal of the scope of the issues facing the Great Lakes.
As I understand it, there are also proposed cuts to the Sea Grant initiative. Can you talk about how that impacts Wisconsin?
Well, I'm not as up on that, but Sea Grant definitely provides research dollars, outreach and education dollars, and Wisconsin has been a player in the Sea Grant.
Looking at the politics of this, we said at the outset, Governor Walker is one of a number of Republicans, governors and senators on that list, who are pushing back on this idea of cutting the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. You mentioned this has had bipartisan support in the past. Do you think that pushback will be successful? Do you expect to see these cuts move forward?
Well, I hope so. I think we wear lots of hats here, the university, Ducks Unlimited. It's closely associated with DNR. I think I can speak for everyone that we support and applaud the governor's effort to weigh in on this topic and to do some educating about how important this is for everyone. And just a little education is in order, and things will become better.
We'll leave it there for now. Christine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That's Christine Thomas, Dean of the College of Natural Resources at UW-Stevens Point. She joined us to talk about the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which is on the chopping block in the president's budget proposal.